Okay, so we're dealing with, so we got a contradiction, right?
And yesterday, that's the wrong answer.
Right, and yesterday we had one answer, and today we get another one. So, the problem was, is on the one hand you have a Bryce, the way the Gemara resolves the Mishnah, or our Mishnah, says that a Ger Tosha who kills a Ger Tosha b'shogeg goes to Galus, right? So Ger Tosha v'shtayich to Galus, even though he doesn't have Era, he gets Kapara, he gets Galus. On the other hand, you have another Bryce which implies that no, Ger Tosha is killed for everything. Any sin he gets killed for. Okay, he doesn't get Galus, he's killed. Right? So how do you resolve this contradiction? So Rav Chisda says, I'll tell you. The resolution is if he does the Derech Yirida, he goes to Galus, like Yisrael. If he does the Derech Aliyah, which is worse, according to Rav Chisda, which is worse, so then he doesn't deserve Galus, rather he gets killed. Okay? Because sometimes when he violates, he gets killed. Unless it happens to be this Galus. If it's Galus, then he gets off. He gets Kapar. But otherwise, his sin is a sin to him, basically, once they do violate, then they get killed. So by Yisrael, if he does the Derech Aliyah, that's going to be Karv L'Mezid, and we don't kill him, because it's not Mezid. So he'll just be off. But by Ger Tosha, if he does that, he gets killed. So that's the way to resolve it. Right? When it says you get Galus, it's Derech Yirida. When it says you get killed, it's Chayav Misa, that's if he does the Derech Aliyah. But that's, Rava says that's crazy, because Rava holds Derech Aliyah is less stringent. It's an anus. If you kill Derech Aliyah, it's like a Ramos, it's like a Pala, it's a astounding occurrence. So therefore, you don't have to guard against that. So therefore, that's even less stringent. So if you tell me that the Ger Tosha goes to Galus if he's covered with Derech Yirida, Derech Aliyah, which is less stringent, he should certainly just get off the hook. So therefore, Rava rejects that answer. And he now has to give another explanation for what's the case that the Ger Tosha is going to, is giving Chayav Misa for. Right? He can't go with the Derech Aliyah thing. So he has to get a new explanation. So his explanation is Elam Rabba be'Omer Mutter. It's talking about a case where the Ger Tosha thinks it's Mutter to kill. Okay, he's Omer Mutter. He doesn't know that it's one of the Shem Seinach. Okay? He doesn't know. Okay, so it says it's by Omer Mutter. So when the Ger Tosha is Omer Mutter, so he thinks you're allowed to kill. So then Nerag Delavar Galaso. So he's killed. Okay, because then he's not Shayach to Galas. Okay. So if it's a regular shogeg, the Ger Tosha goes to Galus. But if the Ger Tosha thinks that it's mutter to kill, so that's arguably worse. And if he does that, if he kills that, and even though Omer Mutter is a kind of a shogeg, in general you consider that like a shogeg, but here you say that he gets killed. He's Chayav Misa. Okay. Things of the Ger, again, the Omer Mutter, that's worse. That's worse than average shogeg. Average shogeg, normal shogeg, the Ger Tosha goes to Galus for if he kills. But if he thinks it's mutter to kill, that's already worse, according to Rava. And that's the case. What's saying is, the Ger Tosha kills under those circumstances, he's Chayav Misa. Okay, Chayav Misa. If a Jew kills in those circumstances, he's not, because it's not Mezid. But by Ger Tosha, you don't have to be Mezid. Once he's not getting Galus, and he's worse than Galus, so then it's like Karv Mezid. So then he's going to be Chayav Misa, then he's going to be Chayav Misa, the Ger Tosha. And basically, it's a type of shogeg, but it's like it's worse. He should have learned, according to Rabba. He should have learned, he should have known better. And therefore, it's like a Karv Mezid type of shogeg, and that he's going to get killed for. Okay, but let's see, it's not so simple. So he says, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says to Rabba, Omer Motor Anasu. If he thought it was Motor, then he should be an Anas. What do you want him to do? He thought it was Motor. He thought you're allowed to do it. So it says, Amar Le, no, Shiny Omer. Omer Mutter Karv Mezidu. No, I don't hold that's an anus. I hold Omer Mutter as Karv Mezid. So that's a machlokas. How do you consider Omer Mutter? If you think it's Mutter, do you say anus or do you say Karv Mezid? So Rav is saying, I consider that Karv Mezid. Since I consider Karv Mezid, I say if he kills it, if he does that, so then he's going to be killed. But Abaye would say, no, that's a kavalam, that's an anus. Since it's anus, you can't tell me you're going to get killed for that, it's an anus. But we're going to see. So let's take it further. I mean, the Gemara is going to take this up, this whole Omer Mutter thing. But it turns out, so far we know is you have like a machlokas, another opposite machlokas. Is that Rav Chisda, Rabba is holding Omer Mutter is karva mezid, and Abaye, and we'll see Rav Chisda also, holds karva Omer Mutter is anus. Okay, so it says like this. Says ve'ozdu letamayu, they go according to their reasons, according to their previous reasons from a different case. The itmar, so there's another machlokas here. It says kasavar b'hem avanim sa'adam. Let's say you think this is an animal and you try to kill it, and it turns out it's a person. And you kill him, or kanani, you think it's a guy. V'nim sa'gertoshav, you think it's like an akum, and it turns out it's a gertoshav. So again, a gertoshav thinks it's going to be an akum, which is not chayav misa for killing, and then it turns out, look, it's a gadoshav. So what happens? So Rava amar chayav. Rava says, you chayav, omer mutter karav amezeru. It's omer mutter, and that's karav amezeru. Rav Chisda omer potter, omer mutter anusya. He says, no, omer mutter is anus. Now you may say, that's not omer mutter. Omer mutter means where you think it's mutter. Here, it's you think it's an animal, or you think it's a guy, an akam. So why is that Omer Mutter? So Rashi says, it says, Sover Behema, Hareze Ki Omer Mutter. It's like Omer Mutter. Shehoya Lo Lilmod. Because in Omer Mutter, what's the thing? You should have learned. Ve'avze Hoya Lo La'ayin. You should have looked into it. You should have checked if it was a person or if it was an animal. So they're similar in the regard that in both cases, you thought that you were doing something completely fine. You thought it was that you're allowed to kill, or you thought this was an animal. But in both cases, you should have looked into it. Right? You should have learned the halacha. You should have checked and made sure it was an animal. Right? And in that type of a case, we have machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chisda. Rabba says that's considered karav mezid, because you should have looked into it. You should have learned the halacha. And Rav Chisda says, no, that's an anus. That's an anus, because look, I thought it was mutter. What do you want me to do? I didn't do anything wrong. That's an anus. Right? So you have this machlokas. Right? That's just it. V'azu tamayu, Rashi. Rav Chisda, the lo boi, the shenoi ba'omer mutter, the kasavar anusu. So Rav Chisda holds that omer mutter is an anus. So he couldn't say that the case where the gertosh of eschayev is by omer mutter, because he holds omer mutter is an anus. So therefore, he had to say the derech aliyah thing. Right, but Rava, who holds that Omer Mutter is considered a karav mezid, so that's the way he answers the question when the Brisa says that Gertosh was killed. He's talking about Omer Mutter, and it lines up. It turns out there's two machlokesim between. This is what it turns out. Rashi Tos points out there's two machlokesim between Rava and Rav Chisda. One is about Aliyah and Yerida. Right? Is Aliyah worse karav mezid, worse or better? Right? And the other question is Omer Mutter. Is Omer Mutter worse or better? So Mutter may occur with Mezer on us. And each of them hold, one of them is worse and one of them is better. So how do you explain the Mish, the Brisa, which says that Ger Toshav is Chayav Misa for killing Mishogeg? So each one will pick his thing, right? Rav Chisda will pick his thing, his thing, he'll say it's Omer Mutter Aliyah, which is, he holds is worse. And the Rabba will pick his thing, he'll say it's Omer Mutter, which he holds is worse. So it kind of works out, it lines up. Right? But that's a good question. Not clear. Look at Tosus. Azul Tamayu. Rav Chisda the Muki La Derech Aliyah Va'az Neherag V'lo Muki La Ba'Omer Mutter. He says Derech Aliyah not Omer Mutter. Mishun Nisrielei De Omer Mutter Anasu V'lo Mikdal. Rava Isleibcha Derech Aliyah Lo Mikdal La Omer Mutter Mikdal Dohei La Luma V'Lamed. Not clear. I mean, he's definitely lining them up. It's not clear if it just turns out to be coincidental that way, or there's actually some conceptual linkage between the two. On the surface, on the Svara surface, there's nothing to do with one another. But on the pshat surface, it kind of sounds like they're making a point of like they go according to their reasonings. It's just, it's a funny thing to mention if it's just like a coincidence. But I don't know. It's not clear. It's not clear. I guess we could, you know, try to analyze them and see what happens. It's going to be our job for now, is for today, is to figure out the svara. What's the question? Is, do you say Omer Mutter if you think you're allowed to kill? Or you think this thing in front of you is an animal? And it turns out, no, it's a person. Or it turns out you're not allowed to kill. So do you say that, look, it's an anus? I thought you're allowed. I thought it was an animal. Anus. Or do you say, no, you should have learned, you should have looked into the halacha, you should have investigated and made sure that it's really an animal, and therefore you're called a mezer? That's a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chisda, which would be nice if we could explain. Now, if I'd ask you a question, is this a machlokas, like, what's this machlokas about? Is it about killing? Is it about shogig in general? Like, how would you, if you had to, you know, render a guess? Is it a question about, is it a machlokas about their understanding shogig on this carbon mazer differently, universally? Mm-hmm. Or is it a machlokas about something about ritzicha, shmiras anefesh, out of something like in that ballpark, you know, in the ballpark of killing? I understand the sort of murder, the responsibility regarding murder, I don't know, something to that regard. At first sight, I think the natural thing you would think is this is just a question about galus, about rotzeach, about shmiras nefesh, your responsibility not to kill, whether you have to know that killing is also, I don't know, whatever, something like that, right? That's what you'd think, about what galus is for, your responsibility regarding to life and death, right? I mean, that's the sugya here, right? But let's go a little further in the Gemara. That's why I think it's good for the Gemara, because it seems like it's not true. It seems like it is more generic. But you'll see. Let's see the Gemara further. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. Esve Rava l'Rechista. Rava, who holds that it's the Kavla Mezid, asks Rechista, who holds it's Anas. He asks him from a pasuk. It says, Hincha meis al isha shelakachta. So let's get the chumash. Could someone grab me a verse, please? Okay, good. So what happened is, Avram went to Gerar, and he told Sarah to hide, you know, to say that you're my sister. Veishach avimelech melech Gerar veikach Sarah. Melech took Sarah. Vayobo elokim el avimelech b'chalom halayla v'yomer la. Hincha meis al isha shelakachta v'hibul asbal. You're going to die for this woman that you took. Because she's married. Right? Because she's married. So you're going to die. But he thought it was mother. He thought she was a sister. Right? So it says, what does it mean? My love, bidei Adam. Doesn't it mean he's going to die, bidei Adam? Right? Why is he going to die? Shemesh Menoch. You're not allowed to marry someone else's wife. You're not allowed to sleep with someone else's wife. So it must be God's telling him, you're going to die for taking this woman, even though it's Omer Mutter. So what does that prove? That proves Omer Mutter is Karav Mezer. Right? That pasuk proves it. Because God himself is saying, you're going to be Chayv Misa for taking this woman, and that's Omer Mutter. Right? Rashi says, My love de Adam, b'dinei noach, b'dinei noach, v'zeh Omer Mutter, ha'yakasavar achos Avramith. He thought she was a sister. So the Gemara says, lo, b'dei Shemayim. No, it doesn't mean b'dei Adam. Really, b'dei Adam Omer Mutter is honest. But it means that God would kill him. B'dei Shemayim. B'dei Shemayim, God knew that even though he's Omer Mutter, he really wasn't a good guy, and he really, whatever. It's not saying that halachically, in terms of the Ben Noach, he's Michaev Misa. Dekanami, and I'll prove it, Tachsiv, Mechatoli. It says, God stopped you, Mechatoli. Right? Hello, Maran says, let me see. God said to him, I know in the dream, I know you that you're innocent or whatever, but I stopped you, mechatoli, from sinning against me. So why is it sinning against me? Sinning against me is because the crime is really b'dei Adam, b'dei Shemayim, because in the world of Adam, he really is Omer Mutter. So the pasuk implies that it's really just a sin against God, it's b'dei Shemayim. Okay? So therefore, right, in terms of b'dei Adam, we'll be honest, because it's Omer Mutter. So that's the way Rav Chisda is going to defend himself in that story. That story, when it says that you're going to be punished for taking her, it doesn't mean you'd be punished in a human court, because in human court is Omer Mutter, it would be honest. So it's telling you, it means, but God is going to take it out. Okay, fine. So, I mean, you go further than the Gemara, but what's my point from here? My point from here is that, why don't you say this has nothing to do with this? This is talking about Yeshir Sesh. It's not talking about killing. Right? That's true. That's true. But the point is that if you learn that this machlokas about Omer Mutter is a special question about your responsibility of Shmiras HaNefesh, or about what Golos is for, or something like that, something in the ballpark of Ritzicha, Shmiras HaNefesh, Golos, So what are you proving to me from Avimelech and the Eishes Esh of taking Avram, you know, Avimelech taking Sarah and Eishes Esh? I mean, there's no Shmiras and Efesh isn't the same thing as Shmiras and Eishes Esh. I mean, it's true you're not allowed to sleep in Eishes Esh, but it's not the same thing as kill and murder, and it's a different, totally different ballgame. So it's not the same thing. So it's how do you learn from one to the other? If it's a local question about how you understand killing and your responsibility to not kill, I mean, you can't prove anything. You should just answer, no, that's not a proof, because that's talking about, I'll tell you that really, one second. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you it's totally different. I mean, I don't know, maybe I'll tell you that when it comes to Rotsay Hashemas and Afesh in terms of Gala, that's honest. But when it comes to Eishes, then it's different, that's considered whatever. I mean, they're different sugyas. I mean, you just can't learn one sugya to another one like that. Unless you say what? Elamai, how could you explain that it's a good, that it's a fair question? It's a general question about shogig here. Right? General question about shogig is how do you define someone who's an Omamotar? Do you define him as a Karov Meiz? Do you define him as an Anas? Is that the legitimate Anas? I mean, maybe you could say it's regarding Shemesh and Noach. Perhaps you could relegate the question. Maybe you'll say that maybe Israel, because this is all about B'nai Noach. So you could argue it's about how do you treat an Omer Mutter in the context of B'nai Shemesh and B'nai Noach, possibly. It's not clear if it's only that. But it doesn't seem to be specifically a din of Rotzeach. Rather, it seems to be a more general idea about the principle of Omer Mutter. Do you consider a guy who's Omer Mutter? Consider him honest, or do you consider him covered
Mason? Do you see any parallel?
It could be you'll say that, but this question might be no. Maybe you'll say that by Yisrael, because Allah is by Chayil of my Shabbos, that's considered a shogi. So maybe according to Sider, who says, oh, it's covered Mason. That's in Shabbos, you don't have covered Mason. It's shogi, it'll be shogi. Covered Mason would be shogi, I think. I never heard of covered Mason in Shabbos, that's considered shogi. Chayav Chatas. But if you hold this honest, I mean, you're not Chayav Chatas for an honest. But maybe you'll say is by Yisrael, since he's in Torah mitzvah, so that's a shogeg. Maybe it's a question specifically by, perhaps you could say it's specifically by Ben Noach, where he's not in Torah mitzvah. You know, so Hayilolom, he should have learned. Well, what's Mechayim to learn exactly? It's not like he's in Torah, so maybe that's, perhaps. I mean, we have to analyze the question. But
it's a question of how you define ignorance, basically.
Yes, how do you define ignorance?
Is ignorance my fault, or is it...
Yeah, right. It seems so, right.
Into it,
yes, right. How do you define a guy who's ignorant? Right, and it's not only ignorance. I mean, it depends. It's not only ignorance. It's not that specific, because you see, if you think this is an animal, and you hunt it, and you kill it, and it turns out it's a person, that's also the Omer Mutter. So you see, it's not only ignorance. I mean, that's a kind of ignorance.
Kind of
ignorance. But it's not like how do you view a person who's brought up, you know, it can't be, right, but in a loose sense, yeah, how do you define ignorance, right? Yeah, so the question is, so could we go further and try to understand whether you call, what does it depend upon, whether you call that honest or whether you call that kind of amazing? One argument, this is something no one's noticed, is that if, by given what I know, let's just say, look, Ben Noach's supposed to learn. He's supposed to know you're not allowed to kill. He's supposed to know this is not an animal, this is not an animal, it's a person. He's supposed to, but he didn't. He didn't learn. That was his sins yesterday. Right now is today's sins. Right now, today, given what he knows, he's doing a perfectly safe action based on his state of knowledge. What's he doing wrong? He's doing a perfect action as a negligent action. Drop it, lowering a bucket on top of a guy, hoping... You know, being confident that you're not going to drop it, that's a negligent action. You know the guy's there, you're just kind of assuming it's going to work out. That's a negligent action. But this, the action itself is not a negligent action. My negligence stems from something else. It's from my obligation to learn Torah, my obligation to study, whatever, my obligation to look into things. But the action itself, you'll say, is not a mice of Karav Mezid or a mice of negligence. The action itself is an action of an honest. Whereas I did a normally safe action, and it's just an accident happened, turned out. Unbeknownst to me, it turns out I didn't learn Torah, and therefore I got tricked into thinking this thing was safe. It's not. But the action itself is perfectly fine. Right? Did I do something wrong by not learning? Yeah, I did. But it doesn't mean I'm not chayev misa for not learning Torah. I'm chayev misa, the Ben Noach chayev misa for doing Ritzicha b'Karav Mezid. And in this action itself, it's not a Karav Mezid. The action itself is an honest.
Why can't you say the same thing by regular shogeg?
Oh, by a regular show gig, the action, you're lowering a bucket and there's a guy there, right? Then you basically, in the action itself, you're doing an action, which is a dangerous action, and you just don't care. So that's an action itself is a negligent action. Now, you know there's a guy there. You know that he's there. You just assume that it's safe. You assume that the action, that you're going to be able to, that's not going to kill anybody. So the action itself, you're assuming it's a, you know, you're treating the action as, you're doing an action as a negligence and not being careful about it. So you should have been careful. But the action itself should have been done carefully. Chopping wood should be done carefully. Lowering buckets should be done carefully. So like, but here, I'm not, what am I doing? I'm killing an animal shouldn't be done carefully. I'm killing an animal. What's the problem with killing an animal? Or I think you ought to kill. So what do I do? I should have been doing this thing carefully. Why should I? It's not. It's perfectly fine. There's no reason why I should be. The only reason is I should have learned beforehand. I should have known something else prior. But you could argue Shogig or Karva Mezid is in the action itself. The action itself, it's not a Maisa of the Karva Mezid. It's not a Maisa of negligence. It's the negligence is prior to what I should have done, you know, my prior responsibilities. Should have looked and found out that Avimasara was Avram's wife. Fine. But I didn't. So I didn't. Bama is now, I think, that she's a sister and now I'm sleeping with her. So now what? Why is that action? It's not saying he's a tzaddik. It's just saying, is this action defined as an action of Karva Mezid? It's saying no. Because it's the action itself. There's nothing, no negligence in the action. What's the other argument? So maybe Pshat is like this. Is that the Maisa, you can't say. The Maisa is honest. It is honest. But given your state of knowledge, and you just given the knowledge that you have, this is a perfectly fine thing that you're doing. You think you're allowed to kill, so what am I doing wrong? You think it's an animal. What am I supposed to do? It's not my fault. Right, but you could say is like, see, Shogig and Mezid is a din, not just in the Maisa itself, but it's a din in the Gavra, who's doing the Avera. What are you vis-a-vis killing? Is the killing what you brought about? Are you honest regarding that, or are you a Mezid regarding that? It's not, the Gavra could be, you could be a Karva Mezid in killing in two ways. Either because you did a negligent action, or because you were negligent in your learning that this action was Aser, and therefore now you do an action. Given your state of knowledge, it's fine. You didn't do anything wrong. But you shouldn't have had a state of knowledge. And insofar as you're acting in that state of knowledge, you'll have to say vis-a-vis the result of violating the crime of murder, the guy was a Karva Mezid. Because he's supposed to learn. You're supposed to look into these things. So insofar as the Gavra is concerned, the Gavra really is because of the Karva Mezid in regards to this thing. There's two aspects. The Gavra brings into account not only the small confines of the action itself, but it brings into account the person who's doing it and his state of knowledge vis-a-vis the action. So since it's true, given his knowledge, the action is honest. But he shouldn't have had that state of knowledge. That state of knowledge itself is a Karva Mezid. He's negligent for having that knowledge, for not looking into it and seeing if it's an animal, seeing if it's a person, he's for not knowing the halacha. So since the very state of knowledge itself is due to his negligence. Now, if you look at the crime of murder and you say, this crime of Ratzicha, is he negligent? Is this brought about due to his negligence or due to an accident? So you say the crime itself is due to negligence. So the Shogig doesn't have to be limited to the... if you focus on the action itself, you don't take into account the bigger picture of the Gavra and what he knows and what he doesn't know. You just take it as a given, what he knows, and you say, given this knowledge, what's the action? And then Shagaga has to be in the action itself. And the action itself, given his knowledge, it's honest. But Rabba is saying is that, Shagaga, the way you measure Shagaga and honest, and this is a din in the Gavra of the Avaryam, in the sinner. And the person is a sinner, it's not, you can't just limit yourself solely to the action itself, but you have to take into account the Gavra as a whole. The Gavra as a whole includes the action that he's doing, and it includes that the knowledge which he brings to the table in this action. And and that's kind of like what you're arguing about, is that when you act, you can't just be close, say, given my knowledge. So you're a human being. A human being has responsibility to know certain things, and when you act, that's part of what you bring to the table, is your knowledge. And if you should have known better, then you can't just say, given that I my knowledge, I'm anonymous. You shouldn't have had that knowledge. Because it's like, how narrow is the focus when you're defining shogeg or mezid or anonymous or whatever? How narrow is your focus? So you're just limiting yourself to the action itself. And given his knowledge, given everything, now this action, how do you define the action? The gavra limited from the scope of this action, or do you extend outwards and take into account the gavra's, his prior knowledge, which precedes this action? So it's you relate to the gavra as a whole and the outcome which he's bringing about. So it could, the shkaga, the amazed, could come from the action which he did, or the knowledge which he brought into the action. Is that, look, that's what I think I'm not saying is true, is that Dine Shemayim, definitely the Gavra's Chayv. Right? But the question is in Dine Adam, is that part of the action? Is that part of what it means to be an anonymous or a Kavra Mesid? How could we do it? So it has to be certain things, Hayla Lomot. Certain things are just facts that a person should know. So if you could say for sure a guy should know, he's chayiv to know these things, so then you'll say the fact that he didn't know that, then we know that, that the Gavra is anonymous. I mean, it's a Kavra Mesid. He's being negligent. He knows it's part of the general responsibility of the person to look and see if it's an animal. You say that's negligence. So there is such a thing as getting into his head and knowing that the gavro was negligent prior to the action. But that's really the question, though: is does Dine Adam focus, have a narrow focus on the action itself, or does it take into account the bigger picture? It includes the shkaga, the mezid, the kol mezid could include the bigger picture. Or it's focused, limited in its focus. But everyone agrees, vis-a-vis DNA Shemayim, of course that's the case. That's what Rabbi Melech, definitely DNA Shemayim is high. That's the question. Does DNA Adam bring that into account? DNA Adam say, well, you should have known better. No, DNA Adam, you can say, doesn't say you should have known better. DNA Adam says, what did you know? Given what you knew, was it, did I do something wrong? Should have known better, that's already a different type of discussion. DNA Adam is focused on the action itself. Or you say, no, look, that's part of what a person's responsibility, and Dine Adam is in its dive on that as well. The only thing about it, is this limited to Ben Noach, or is this a general question? I'm not sure. So one thing I want to do next, I want to get this clear, I want to see, is this machlokas tied in with Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida machlokas? Is it? Tosis draws the connection, but is the connection just based on Pshat, or is there a Svara connection between the two? Maybe there's a Svara connection. We have to think into the Svara from yesterday, from today, and from yesterday, and see if we could put them together. That's a question. And then I'd like to do, there's a Tosos I'd like to do next. We'll see what we get to tomorrow. But Tosos,
it's very similar.
Yeah. It is. Okay, good. Hold your thought till tomorrow. But I think it is also. We'll get to Tosos Veruchista.